With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Freedom of Fit Eisen from Holistic Songwriting, and this is Bridge the Atlantic.
Hey, how's everyone doing? For Bridge the Atlantic, I am singer-songwriter Marcin Novelli from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And you are watching Interviews, a show where we learn from musicians and the professionals behind them. If you're new here, subscribe.
Today, we're joined by Friedemann Findeisen, an award-winning songwriter and producer and founder of Holistic Songwriting, the most complete collection of commercial songwriting techniques on the web. So, Friedemann, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Let's just jump right in and have you tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know.
I guess I am a very analytical person. So if you come across my YouTube channel, Holistic Songwriting, you will notice that one of my biggest things is that I really take apart musicians and try to figure out how they work. And that's something I do with pretty much everything in my life. So if you get to know me as a person, that will be one of the first things you probably realize is that I'm, as I said, very analytical. I'm also, so part of that is that I'm also, I work very associatively. And the third one is I'm really into knowledge. So that's something I'm really interested in, as opposed to intelligence, I guess. So I think right now we're in the information age, right? And I think the next big thing is probably going to be the knowledge age, I guess, where it becomes more about connecting things. So right now it's all about, it's really easy to get information. You just go on Google and you find out everything you want to know about. But what's very much lacking, I think, is people that connect those things. And so that's what I'm really interested in. I try to focus on understanding core principles instead of just teaching a lot of techniques. So a lot of other songwriting channels really will teach you how to use this chord or that chord or stuff like that. And I'm really more interested in, yeah, but why would you do that? It doesn't help me if I have a toolbox of a million tools if I don't know how to use them. And so my big question really is the how.
You know, as a singer-songwriter myself, I've been writing well more than half my life. I've never really been one to be interested in theory, and I've never really watched any videos teaching me anything about theory, but your channel really grabbed my attention because I found it incredibly inspiring, especially your artist series where you actually take artists and you break down, you know, it was the Nirvana one that I first watched, and I binged all your other ones. I think it was Ed Sheeran, 21 Pilots. I haven't watched the Taylor Swift one, but I'm going to check that out. And basically, just how you break down how an artist writes songs. But I'm with you on this. I don't think they're consciously doing it this way. It's just something that they're trying to convey. But seeing it, you know, I understand enough theory to see how you're breaking it down. And I found it very inspiring because, you know, there's things that I naturally do as a writer, but being able to maybe look at these small little changes or the rules being broken inspires me to create something that, like, if I want to create something that's a little darker or a little happier or whatever, you know, I can maybe go about consciously doing that a little bit more. You know, I found it very interesting, very interesting. And that's why you're on the show right now, because I was blown away by it. It really is a fantastic, fantastic thing you're doing right now.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, it's, I think really there are no rules. I think you can really do anything as a songwriter. And that was
Agreed.
One of the first things I realized that when I started writing my book, The Addiction Formula, I was like, okay, this is going to be a book that teaches people the rules of songwriting. And then after a month or so, I had written so much stuff that was like, well, with almost everything that I'd written down, I was almost always had a counter argument for it. So stuff like the chorus has to be big. And I was like, oh, you know, but Chop Suey by System of a Down has this really small chorus. So everything
Amazing
I wrote
song.
Down, yeah, had like a different side to it. Every mm-hmm. technique could be flipped on its head and it would still work. And so what I realized then was that there are no rules in songwriting. You really can truly do everything. Mm-hmm. It just really depends on what kind of effect you're trying to achieve.
A part of me loves not knowing the rules because then I'm just breaking them all the time anyway. You know, but I think some people get so stuck in that mindset that you have to have it a certain way that it's so refreshing to hear you say you know so much about music theory, but you know, you also agree it's so important that you can do anything, absolutely anything in songwriting.
Absolutely.
And if it sounds great, or purposely if it doesn't sound good, if that's what you're going for, like, why not, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think actually music theory also agrees with this point to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. It's actually really funny occurrence. Like when I think back to, because I also have a Bachelor of Music in mm-hmm. conservatory, I noticed, because I already knew music theory before I went to conservatory, but a lot of my friends or some of my colleagues back then didn't. And I really noticed a big drop in quality of their songs once they got into music theory.
Yes.
And because you really like think, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. Well, I guess I'd be writing that then, you know?
Exactly.
And it's stuff like, oh, you know, I guess we're doing cadences now because that's apparently the hip thing to do, which is, it's totally not, spoiler alert. So that can really screw you up as a composer if you think like that's how it's supposed to be. Those are the rules. Yeah. But I was lucky enough to, at that point, while I was studying music for the second time, I'd already done jazz studies before that, which is where I basically picked up on music theory. There comes a certain point in music theory where you realize that really everything is possible. And there's a word for almost everything. Like there's almost no chord that I couldn't in some way explain theoretically to you. Why.
Right.
And I think, you know, because I did jazz harmony as well and, you know, modern classical harmony, it gets so, so complex that really there's almost nothing you can't explain in terms of like, you can make sense of everything.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Right. I love that. Thank you for giving us permission. Not that we need it.
Seriously, yeah, just go do whatever you want to do. Yeah.
And also, what I
should mention is before I really got into music theory and all of that stuff, I was writing just by ear. And I did mm-hmm. that for 4 or 5 years. And I think it's where I really learned how to write songs, not after.
Right.
That's really where I learned how to write songs. And listening to your stuff is the most important thing that you could be doing. And it's mm-hmm. always about the question, does it sound good or not? It's, you know, the rules really don't matter. It's supposed to help you. Or, you know, I always think of classical theory as an analytical tool, not so much as a creative tool. But
interesting.
You know, it should help you first and foremost, I think, and it shouldn't ever hinder you in writing something that you think sounds good.
I know we've always talked about rules and breaking rules, but what are some of the common mistakes that you see songwriters making, not necessarily in their songs, but like in their careers as a whole?
Do you mean not in terms of songwriting? So there's a bunch of things when it comes to teamwork and especially mindsets is oftentimes I think where it's at, that some people have a wrong idea of how the music industry and relationships with other people work in general. And I very much caught myself to this group, like until hopefully recently. I've learned a couple of things since then, but it was always very tough for me because I didn't understand a few key things. And from what I've seen, a lot of people don't understand it. So a lot of people feel like life owes them a big career and everyone should work with them because they should want to, right? And I think that's one of the core mindsets that I'm working towards destroying. I think it's a horrible idea to see yourself as the, I mean, it's just natural that you see yourself as the protagonist of, you know, the world, of the universe, but that's just not how it is. And understanding that like has a lot of trickle-down effects and a lot of mindsets that come from that, I think. And so that's one thing, is really work on your mindsets. If you want to have, you have to do. And if you want to do, you have to be, is kind of how I see it. I just read that today in a book, actually. And the other thing, what I think a lot of people aren't doing, is something that I actually recently talked about in a video of mine. It's a new series that I'm starting called Pulling the Lever. Is the idea that a lot of songwriters work on themselves a lot. The focus is really just on them, but they never pull the lever, meaning they never put their machine into motion, their engine into, they never set it off. So they're getting better and better as songwriters, but they never work on getting it out there and really like putting it in front of people and getting more fans.
Tell us a little bit more about the holistic approach that you take to songwriting and the main benefits of approaching your work in this way.
Right. So holistic songwriting. So holistic means wholesome, essentially. Mm-hmm. And what I do on the YouTube channel and also in my courses is I'm looking at songwriting from a lot of different perspectives. I try not to just talk about music theory, as I said. I try to take everything else into account as well. Everything that's important contributes to that image that you portray to your audience. So your audience is going to feel something based on what they're hearing, but it's also based on what they're seeing and what they're feeling, like physically, and you know, all of that stuff is really important. And so it's not just the songwriting that I'm trying to teach, it's production as well, it's mindsets, It's, you know, inner game, being a happy, good person, hopefully. It's stuff like lighting. I think, you know, I did an episode on Adele where I really focused on all the other things, pretty much everything except songwriting. And I talked about lighting, I talked about makeup, I talked about clothing. All of those things matter because they contribute to that, you know, emotion that people will have when they hear, see, feel your stuff. And so that's one part of it. And the other thing for myself is, so it's a rounded idea of songwriting. And also it's, I think as songwriters, since it's so much easier to get into songwriting now and into producing, since everything has gotten so much cheaper, computers, studio gear has gotten so much cheaper, the idea of DIY has become more and more important for songwriters. Like, we don't have five assistants anymore. Even the biggest composers pretty much work by themselves, or the biggest songwriters pretty much are solo teams. Mm-hmm. And so holistic also for me means it's also sort of DIY, the idea of DIY. You start to do everything yourself. And so you have to know about, you know, how should the lighting in my video look and all of that stuff.
Like I said, I can't sing your praises high enough. You're just fantastic in every way. And I guess other than your YouTube channel, what's the best place for people to connect with you online?
I guess through email. That would be me@holistic-songwriting.com or on Facebook. But I'd really rather have you send me an email.
Okay.
Awesome. And if you want to get in touch with us, you'll find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you want to pick up one of our shirts, visit our website and use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order.
That's right. This episode was brought to you by Social Surge, your source for social media, marketing, and online music promotion. Check them out because they do what, Russ?
They keep the show alive. And that's if right. You would like to sponsor the show and become an official Bridger, join us on Patreon from as little as $1 per month. Not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will also allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.